Before we leave you today, a few words about a longtime friend of KTOO, Kathy Reddy, who was among one of the station's most dedicated volunteers in the 1980s and 1990s. Reddy died last September in Montana after complications from acute leukemia. She was 71. Reddy's family is holding a remembrance tomorrow, that's Thursday, at the Whale Sculpture at the Bill Overstreet Park. Her youngest daughter, Elena Merrill, says that's appropriate because her mom was one of the lead fundraisers for the sculpture.
A lot of people thought it wasn't going to work out, but mom is kind of like a dog with a bone, and she just ran with it until enough people got on board and they had enough money, and then they were able to really create Overstreet Park with the whale as the focal point. It was a pretty big accomplishment.
Reddy's daughter says her mom spent the last 10 years of her life working on the whale park, capping off a lifetime of volunteerism.
We would lovingly refer to her as the committee queen. Mom was always involved in some organization or another, the Chamber, Jazz and Classics. She helped found that with Linda Rosenthal.
Reddy was also an attorney who worked with Peter Metcalf on a book documenting the Alaska Native civil rights movement in Southeast Alaska called A Dangerous Idea. Metcalf says one of her most important legacies is not as well known, a show she produced for KTOO as a volunteer called Southeast Native Radio. Metcalf says the program started sometime in the 1980s.
Her focus on Alaska Native history, culture, language was, for the time when she moved here in the late 70s, extraordinary. At the time, there was really a general disinterest or indifference to Alaska Native topics in general by non-Natives. And not only did she have the interest, but she did the work.
As it turned out, a huge body of that work includes more than 400 recordings. Metcalf says Reddy produced the program for about 15 years. With a team of volunteer interviewers that included Alaska Natives, the project amassed a valuable collection of oral histories from Alaska Native leaders and culture bearers. The archive now lives at the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, where they are being digitized. Reddy's remembrance starts tomorrow at 12:30 in front of the whale sculpture. Friends are encouraged to share music, poetry, and stories.